Let's greet to each other. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The first service, we've been having the messages in, along with the Genesis, 12 Genesis. Then today's message is about the two flows. The Abraham's family line. And in the introduction for the book of Genesis 1-11, it's the introduction, and from the Genesis 12, up to the instant of the Tower of Babel, then we've been really having this messages because of this, all this introduction, all the start, all the beginning was started from the one person, one individual, one family line, one household, one family line, one nation, and God really recorded this introduction, and the main part is the between Genesis 12 to 15. Then to start in the Genesis 1:1, it was about the covenant of the creation, especially in Japan. Many people really know about the revolutionism. And then not so many people heard about the creationism. But everything actually started from the creation of God. And the most important part of this is that Genesis 1:27 and 28, according to along with the God's image, God created all the humans in the image of God. That means that God really created the human beings as the beings to give worship. And since this creation, God really gave us the authority to govern. Only human beings can really have the sovereignty. And that's how the God created the human beings in the image of God. Then Genesis 2, 15 to 17, God gave us the covenant of the life. That is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you take the fruit from that tree, you will die. But the God's intention was not really to kill us, but to save us. He gave us this covenant of the life. Then Genesis 3:1-20 is the instant of the corruption. The instant of corruption. Then this incident of the original sin really started, and all the problems and all the cause of the problems really started from here. In the Revelation 12:9, it talks about the Satan, and from the beginning God really gave us the gospel of grace. Genesis 3:50, he really gave us the covenant of the grace. So these are the messages that have been really given to you. To be saved, there's only one way, that is the way of Christ. So we shouldn't really be serving anything else. Because if you serve anything else but this God, is that that's the idol worshiping. Idol worshiping is something that you will really bow down before, because you really have all these visible problems, and you try to solve those problems. That even if you put all these religions together, then still you can't really solve anything, because the only one way to solve your own problem is actually that's the Christ that was who was really conceived by the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary gave a birth. So the salvation is really given to you through the grace of God, and then you have the walk of faith. That is the grace of God. So because you have received the salvation because of the God's grace, and then you really need to enjoy the blessing and then grab hold onto the covenant of the worship. As soon as you really grab hold on, you believe in the Christ, and then you must really restore the worship. Your first priority should be the worship. And that's when through the worship, through the covenant, then God's promise will be given, and then that will be fulfilled. So if you don't have the blood of the sacrifice, and then all the things, all the worship becomes the religions. If you really grab hold on to the covenant, whenever you have the worship, well, if you lose hold of the Christ, and then everything will turn into the religions. Everything becomes the religions, and then it became the ritual. Oh yeah, I went to the church, I had the worship. But you shouldn't really have that kind of life of the religion. Because within the gospel, you should really grab hold on to and then find the answer, and then you should restore all the power in the Christ, in the gospel only. So it's really important to restore the covenant of the worship. Genesis 5. That it was about the genealogy, then the line of the family. This genealogy was really talking about the family line from the Adam up to down to Noah. Noah was actually the 10th generation from Adam, but around that time Adam was still alive. But what was the reason for that? He kept delivering this message, relaying this gospel and then covenant to the offsprings and the descendants. I am here to really deliver this covenant. So you really need to grab hold on to the covenant, and then you should make sure that this covenant is really passed on to the next generations and not your offsprings. Otherwise, after the death, as the teacher, as the parents, as the person who really saved the world, where exactly you really need to focus on. You really have to focus on the covenant of Christ, who really gives you the life and the salvation. Then this covenant of Christ and should be really delivered to the offsprings. And then God really gave you the covenant of the world evangelization. Therefore, your walk of faith should be really, you should really check yourself if your life is in the line of the covenant or outside of the covenant. Of course, you have to be really diligent and all that. But it's not really the main purpose. If you really grab hold on to the covenant, then those people who truly grab hold on to the covenant, then naturally they can really devote themselves. Then God really said, then the blessing of the gospel and delivering the gospel will really worth the worth to receive the blessings that can go through the 1,000 generations. then after that, Genesis 5, then there was the Noah's flood. Then last week we talked about the Tower of Babel, the descendant of Ham, the Canaan Nimrod. They built the Tower of Babel, and then all these languages became so mixed, they confused, and they were all scattered. The descendant of the Nimrod, they are really all thirsty and spiritually, but nothing was really taking place. They're on the earth, and there is like 2,000 to 2,500 languages exist. Now, how many languages can you actually speak? Maybe one or two. Then maybe students of ACA can maybe deal with, handle four languages. But that's how many we can actually speak out of 2,500 languages on this earth. But back then, the age of Tower of Babel, then there was only one language. So people were really could communicate. But after the Tower of Babel broken down, then all the languages got mixed. Then they could really only talk to the people that they can really understand. Then that's when all the multi-ethnics were really created. The Tower of Babel, the success without God, this part was really made. But people fall into that. People really fall into the Genesis 3, 6, 11. All the time you think about yourselves, all the time you're centered with the materials, centered with the worldly success. You only think about if you can really eat well, you really have the success in your mind and in your hand. So all these people who were born on this earth, then all the destiny had been really captured by Satan, and that's what we call the darkness. Then in that kind of age, that's when the Abraham actually was called. There is the important thing. In this world, there is the flow, the streams of the spiritual flow. There are the two flows in your family line. If you can really look at that, you should really block that. Then you should really save all these people coming out from this family line. So in the line of the Abraham's family, there were two spiritual flows. In your family line, indeed, the Satan will be really leading you to this line, so that you will be really focusing on the worldly things. To the Abraham, there was the spiritual flow. Where exactly did he really come from? So he was born in a family line that was really given the idol worshiping. Terah, he could have been the only just one to really give worship. So he was actually really going against the Ten Commandments. And then that was the fate. Then Joshua 24:2-3, it talks about the Abraham's family line. It says that it was really bowing down before the father Abraham. The father of Abraham was the one making the idols and then sell it, and then that's how he was really making the living. The Terah was also captured by the original sin. That means he was away from God completely. He had this original sin. That's why family line was actually captured by Satan. And simply put, that Abraham was coming from, what is from, is from the family line of the non-believers. So you have to know that from this family line, then God indeed really called you from this non-believers' family line, because these three fundamental problems were really not solved, and then they had no choice but to be really in the flow of the non-believers, and that's how they were really bowing down before the Satan. But God really selected Abraham to, from the family line of the idol worshiping. So God is the one who really save us from this line of family line of the idol worshiping. So just like how the Abraham really had the new start, you should really have the new start. It's not really about the, what worldly world is really asking you. We should really change ourselves. God really called us like that from the beginning. It wasn't your choice to believe in Jesus Christ. It was not. God is the one who really picked and selected us all by himself. Before the creation, and then I picked you. Before all the creation was made, Abraham was in the line of the idol worship, but he was called. Abraham really looked like he was really living as the non-believers, but that time that he had this time schedule to really call Abraham, so it's not really about the diligence, it's not really about the hard working. It doesn't really matter how much you actually fall into the idols and idol worshiping, and all this disaster will come to this family and then break into pieces. Still, God really calls you as the Abraham of this, of your family line. So it says Galatians 15, when even when you're really in the womb of mother, you are called. So does it really matter if you really have the idol worshiping? God really selected you, then one day you were called. Ephesians 2:8-9, it says that's a God's grace. Because of the God's grace, you were saved. It's the gift of the God's grace. So before God, you were called, that's the God's grace. You can really give worship in the church, that's God's grace. You should be really thankful all the time. You are this kind of person who really received these blessings. So Abraham actually had this calling and had a new beginning. He didn't really get captured by the past, but he really started having the new start. So your life, it's not really the same one that you really had before you were saved, but now it's really different because you were newly created. Your life will have the new start. Doesn't really matter what kind of experiences you have in the past. It's not important thing, because the past can be really used to revive today. Then today, because of the past, then you just lose hold of everything about the about the present. But this was the situation of Abraham. Then that's how God was actually calling Abraham. So he was actually in the new flow. So he had the turning point. He entered into the new flow. The new flow of then before you can actually enter into the new flow, you actually have to leave first. Genesis 12:1, it says you have to leave, go from your country. Does that mean that you just need to be gone? If everything put behind, let's say, does that really mean you have to leave your family? The leave, come out, means that you have to change it. You have to change. Because you really have to save the family of the idol worship. You have to really change it. Because of you, that all these people of the family will be really saved. Then your all the family will become the children of God. Then your family line will be the line for the evangelism and the missions. You have to change it. That's what it really means by the leave. Go from your own country. You shouldn't be really captured by the same past and then cry over it. You really have to gospelize yourself. And so it's your family line. That's how God really called Abraham. After he changed, then God really gave the blessings that was in the covenant. What kind of blessings did Abraham receive? What kind of blessings is actually in the God's covenant? You become the blessing. That is the fundamental blessing. Your fundamentals have been really changed. In your life, you might really have lots of experiences, lots of scars, lots of pains. Those things can be your burden. Those things can be actually blocking your future. However, you should really know that your life has been really changed, because your life is now in the place where you receive the blessings. So all the blessings, all the things, all the fundamentals, you shouldn't be really captured by your past. You shouldn't really fall into the thoughts of the past, because then darkness will be really covering you. For the sake of the Japan evangelization, world evangelization, you don't even have enough time. Even if you just only think about how you can really prepare yourself for the world evangelization and Japan evangelization, God said that I will make your name great, because you cannot really make your name great and high. What you will do is that you will really have the nurturing the next generations, and only by doing that, then your name will be scattered, and then your name will be great and high. If you really grab hold onto the covenant and you live your life in the gospel, then in the region, in the workplace, in the company, wherever it is, whoever looks at you, they will really come to you and they will really try to receive the answer from you. That's how the great answer will be given and blessing will be given. And you have to really enjoy that. The memorative. Then through you, they will be the great nation. Then there will be the historical blessing. And then all the people will be blessed through you. All the people will be blessed. What kind of blessing are they receiving? The blessing of the gospel. Because everything is in the gospel. Because the gospel really has finished everything. Therefore, then God put this true answer in the gospel. That is the evangelism, that is the missions. So Abraham kept receiving these blessings. Then the last blessing is the irresistible blessing. Because I will bless those who will bless you. I will curse them whoever curses you. That's why God, you shouldn't really touch, so you cannot, people cannot really touch the family of the evangelist. Why? Because God is the one who will bless them and curse them. So you look at your own family and you should really have this prayer with this covenant and the blessings. When you really look at the offsprings and then these blessings are need to be imprinted in them. Then there was another flow in the line of the Abraham. Two flows in the Abraham's family line. There are the two flows of the two sons. Abraham had two sons. First, Ishmael, who was born inside of that disbelief. And then Isaac, who was really promised by God. Ishmael, who is that? Ishmael's mother, who was is the Hagar. So Abraham had the wife named Sarai, and then the Hagar was the servant of Sarai. And then God promised to Abraham that through your offspring. Then Abraham just thought about things, because Sarai was back then very old already, then she was not, her womb was not open. That's what he thought. God said, this is what I will do. Then based on your human's thought, then we will decide what to do. That can be the channel of Satan. What God promised is that it doesn't really matter how the Sarai's body condition, physical condition, because I said so, there will be the offspring given. So they should have just believed in that covenant, but instead, we always believe in ourselves. Because when you look at the Sarai and then she's too old, how is it possible to give up birth? Then that's how Abraham was just really thinking and tried to use this humanism. Yes, this servant of Sarai is young and it's possible for her to give up birth. But so she So Hagar got pregnant. But this Ishmael was born in the disbelief. It's not the God's thought. It's not God's covenant. But it was outside of the covenant, and it was based on their own thought. But the descendant of the Ishmael is now what? Is the Israel. All the Muslims, that all the from coming from the Ishmael to the to the current descendants, they still dealing with the wars. So because of their own belief, and then they're still really trying to do all this terrorism and dealing with. So you, the point here is that you really have to believe in the God's covenant. It doesn't really matter if it doesn't make sense for you. Still, if it's God's word, and if God said wait, and then you have to wait. But you will just think all by yourself. All the people in this Azov Gospel Church, God's word, should you just need to believe in the God's word as it's said. If you use your brain, then that will be the result. Who is Isaac? Isaac is the covenantal kid. Because God said, I'll give you a child when you were 100. And that's when Isaac was born. And even God told Abraham, you really have to sacrifice Isaac to as the offering. Then Abraham actually tried to really give an Isaac as the sacrifice. Sacrifice means they will kill the animal, then they take out the blood of the animal. They have to separate all the organs and everything. So he really made decisions that he would do that. He took his knife and he was about to kill Isaac. Then God said, I saw your faith. And instead of Isaac, there is the sacrifice prepared by God that you have to give that sheep to God. Those who really believe in the God's word as it's said and as it's promised, and that's when the God's word will be fulfilled by God himself. It doesn't really matter if it matches with your thought or with all other things, because you just need to say amen, and then God is the one who will keep the promise. Isn't that the faith? So that's how the Abraham actually could give the sacrifice of the sheep. So because of the original sin, you have no choice but to be dead. But instead of you, God gave you the Christ so that he can die. He would die instead of you on the cross. So back then, probably they ate the meat of lamb. Probably Isaac wouldn't. Why? Because of this lamb, because of this sheep, I now got survived. Peter couldn't eat the chicken, right? You and I, through Christ, you have received a life. Because of this Christ, and you were free. All the curses, all the darkness had been really broken down and trampled down. And that's what we call the covenant of children of the covenant. The Isaac grab hold onto the covenant and then look at the Isaac's life. And he even he cultivated, and then for a year, and he got the 100 times more. Then all these things. So Isaac received what was prepared by God. And that's the gospel that the Abraham actually delivered to Isaac. That's the, just like Isaac, you really have to grab hold, you really have to pray for the offspring so that they can really grab hold onto the covenant. The parents would sing, will feel it's okay as long as their children will listen to their own to their words. So all these kids really have this some kind of moment by like around 7 years it used to be, but now it became like 2 years old. So they can really receive all this information, data, everything from the smartphones, and then they really think that all these small kids are really thinking that they just know everything. So whatever the parents say, kids will say, it's very old stuff. It doesn't really match with our generation. When I was younger, so we were more like survival mode. There's more like diligence and all that. But right now, this generation, they don't really have to do that because it just changed all the time. So just, it's very difficult to tell them like what to do, even if they don't really like it. You have to really kneel down before God. You really need to have the prayer to really move the throne, because nagging is not good enough. You have to really kneel down before God, and you really need to move the throne. So that your prayer, through your prayer, then all the darkness covering all the generations will be really broken down. They can really open up their mind, their heart. If the parents kneeling down like that before God, and then that's how the children will be changed. And then that's when this gospel, the covenant, can be really delivered. Of course, Abraham really produced the family line, the flow in the family line to really threaten the world. But God really gave this another flow of the covenant. Which flow are you want your child to go? You want them to go to the flow of the Ishmael? They will go out to the field and to the world without the word, without the God. They will just keep making their money, but they will just keep going around. When you really look at the Ishmael like that, you really have to pray for them, because your spiritual state is right there. You should really change this flow, because you really have to kneel down before God. You really have to pray to move the throne. It's very important. Because they're the same kids, but different flows. One is grabbing hold onto the covenant. The another one is losing hold of the covenant. There are the two flows. Then, who should really take care of that flow? Then that was Abraham. Those who really have the covenant, the gospel, other ones really need to really look at this flow, because it's impossible for us to change the kids. So that's why you really have to grab a hold onto the covenant of God and then kneel down and pray. Abraham, So there were the two flows in the descendants. One is the Esau. Well, that's their grandchildren. There were the two flows. Esau really like the hunting. He's more like outgoing, outdoor person. And he was having this authority and the right as the firstborn. That he was not really paying attention to that blessing because he wanted to be like, just live as a cool person. He wouldn't just go out, and then he just wanted to have fun because he never paid attention to that covenant. But so the grandchildren of the Abraham were living like that. How could you exchange your blessing, authority, all this right of the blessing as a firstborn child with a ball of the red bean pottage? So Esau was keeping losing hold of the covenant. When it comes to the physical things, whatever the fun things, that he wanted to go there. But at the end, he lost all this blessing. He kept thinking that it should have been his, but it was taken away from him. He was so mad and furious. He wanted to get it back. He really used so much of things. But our generations, our descendants, lost hold of the covenant when they go out. Probably it was fun. The pleasure is usually, is actually taking your thought, mind, everything away from you. But God really wants us to really imprint God's word in ourselves. But because of Esau, because that he really wanted to be the look cool, based on their own thoughts, he would just lost hold of the covenant after all. Then when he got really older, he got married, he got scars, and then who he's gonna hate? Why? Why the father didn't really have enough money? Why my father is like that? Why my mother is like that? Because that kind of child will remain in the scars like that. Then Esau was like that. So that's why, since they're young and small, we have to make sure that we imprint and plant this covenant of Christ, and that's the only one way to really save your whole family line. Then look at the Jacob. He's more like indoor person. He'll be kind of holding the clothes of the mom, but he'll be just really listening to the covenant all the time, right next to the mom, because that's what his mother said all the time. His mother's attention, mother's interest, spiritual interest. When Jacob was really running away from the home, his mother even gave the oil. Then you have to really use this oil, and then whenever you go, you have to give worship. You have to give worship. So Jacob was really exhausted, and he fell down. Then he used his rock that he was using as a pillow. Then he really put that oil, and he was given the worship to God. Then God was there with him, and then God really gave the covenant to Jacob. So your offspring should be in this flow. So they shouldn't really live like that, like Esau. If you really see your child living like Esau, you really have to pray. You can't really do anything anymore. Please, you really have to pray to God so that He can really, God can really change your children's heart. So Jacob was the one who was right next to his mother and always listening to the covenant, God's word. Then he was the one. He was just working at the uncle's house without being paid. Then he had the battle with the angels. So he has received all these great blessings from God, and then he turned into Israel. That means he became a great evangelist to really to change one entire nation. To your grandchildren, you really have to look at them. And they are so adorable, they are so cute, they are so lovable. You really have to think if they are in the flow of the covenant or not. You really have to look at their spiritual flows. You really have to realize what kind of covenant it should be planted in your offsprings. And that's why the remnant movement is very important. This week, you really I really pray for you to really start have this prayer started. People will say, this is our capability, this is our power, this is our fate. If you let them live like that, then the covenant won't be really spreaded. You have to really kneel down before God. Then the God's word will be really entering into the kids. So at the end, the conclusion, through the line of the Abraham who were born, Isaac was born, Jacob was born, Abraham was the first. So he really enjoyed this covenant and the blessings. The first generation should really enjoy that gospel, then make sure that it will be then Jacob was really enjoying the evangelism. Then Joseph was enjoying the mission. So the conclusion of that covenant of the family line of Abraham, that Abraham received the gospel and he enjoys, and then it was passed on to the Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and then it became the prestigious family line. Why? Because from the beginning, God really gave these five blessings within the covenant, because God really promised these prestigious blessings to the family line of Abraham. It's not really you just happen to be here, because God really looked at your family line and you were called here, because God was looking at the next generations and you were called here. So through you, indeed, the forces of darkness working upon your family line and this entire nation will be really broken down. And then 237 nations should be really revived through you. Then your family line should be the line of the mission. Since the Abraham was called, then the God has this covenant already prepared. And this flow of the covenant should be really passed on to your offsprings. Let us pray together. We saw the two family line working through the line, family line of the Abraham. There are the two flows in the children and in the grandchildren of Abraham. But these, we pray that our offsprings will be in the line of the flow of the Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And please bless all the family lines for the sake of the world evangelization and the mission. Let's pray together.